You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and this is the show where I play music you don't like and talk about things you don't care about. And on that thread, the plays for tonight, I had to decide if I wanted, I usually do about 30 minutes worth of music, and I had to decide, I couldn't make this playlist kind of balance out to exactly 30. Usually I do a pretty okay job at that. Tonight, everything's ruined, but it's okay. Well, we'll see if it's okay. But I had to decide if I wanted to go for a more of me talking route or a less of me talking route, which is a hard decision to make, because I'm not sure if people listen to this show for the bad conversation or for the bad music. And so in the end, I picked more of me talking. And that might be my downfall. However, we are fortunate in that the show before me wanted to finish off their song, and you know, bled into my time a bit. I don't really care. And in fact, it helps me out because I got about 20 seconds where I didn't have to say or do anything. But now here I am, and I have to both say things and do things. And welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. Let's think, what sort of like good beginning of the show topics can we, discuss? Let's talk about the station. The thing is, I don't prepare any, content for the show in terms of my talking. Sometimes I'll mention birds, but, you know, probably, we'll see. But so, what is most readily available for me to talk about, I often find, is WMFO itself and the station and its happenings, just because I'm in this moment, I'm in this place, and it is the easiest thing to think about. So let's talk about something else. I was walking tonight. I was walking down the street to my house, and it was raining. There's like a very small, brief thunderstorm. Maybe you witnessed it. Maybe it passed you by. I wouldn't know. Regardless, I'm walking down the street with a friend, and I see first a flash of white light, you know, like lightning. You'd expect it to be kind of that nice, quick white flash. And then I saw a flash of green light right afterwards, and I'm not sure what that means exactly, but it was pretty incredible. I wouldn't say life-changing, because I'm probably going to forget about it in about a week, but maybe it's week-changing. Maybe this whole week will be, I mean, I have the whole week ahead of me, in fact. It's only a Tuesday, technically, but really it's more of a Monday. We all know it. Happy Monday, everyone, but it's also a Tuesday. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm going to spend my whole week wondering what it means. Is it a sign from the gods? Is it a, you know, one of those happenstances that I am fortunate enough to happen upon? I wouldn't know. But maybe by here's what we're going to say. By next week, on Probably Birds, 1 a.m. You're here, right? You know what it is. You're listening right now, or you're listening to a recording later. But if you're doing that, then I don't know if you deserve to know what it is. And that's how you scare away your audience. But next week, if I remember it, and I probably won't, but if I do, I'll tell you what insights I've gained from this flash of green light in the sky, and, you know, how it makes me feel, all that good, gushy stuff. But I just want you all to be aware that I saw something incredible, and I'm not really sure what it is. But if you saw it too, feel free to tweet at #probablybirds. It's the easiest way to kind of contact me in the station. There are no other ways that I'm going to tell you about. So once again, feel free to tweet. Someone will tell me about it, hopefully, and we've kind of now exhausted the typical conversations for the show, which involve me telling you to tweet and then me not checking my... With gerunds, that's what they're called, right? ING verbs, gerunds. That might be wrong, but you use... They're possessive grammatically, so I should say my checking. There's a quick grammar lesson for you people listening. If you have a midterm coming up, you might want to toss in that grammatical element to impress your professor or your TAs or whoever grades your midterms. Going to think, wow, this guy knows that gerunds, once again, not sure if they're called that, but gerunds are possessive. See, the thing with gerund, the word gerund, is that it sounds too much like a proper noun to me. Like, it sounds a lot like Gerald, you know? So or like a name of a country, maybe, or it sounds kind of like a name of maybe like a geological formation, especially. Like it's kind of like a fjord's ugly cousin. That's a gerund. And maybe you'd find it in like, I don't know, some like a western state, probably like Idaho. Idaho is like riddled with gerunds. You can't walk 5 feet in Idaho without stumbling into a gerund. And so whenever I say gerund relating to what I think it actually is, which is a verb ending with ing, it always feels wrong, but that's just the world we're living in, guys. I mean, it's an ambiguous place out there. Lots of things feel wrong. And we've just kind of got to do our best to stumble through our existence. And I don't want this to get too dark, but, you know, to kind of hobble is like, is hobble less dark than stumble? I don't know. Feel free to tweet. But stumble through our existence, or hobble if you prefer, and just try to make the right choices. And oftentimes you'll probably never know if you made the right choice or not. But also it probably doesn't matter too much because it's in the past. And there are lots of, it's good to be alive. Okay, I'm not trying to make things feel all meaning. I don't want anyone to have a crisis over my like weird 1 a.m. ramblings, all right? It's good to be here. It's good to be alive. Tonight is beautiful. It's windy. It's like kind of rainy in a nice way. It's currently warm. It's going to get very cold. So enjoy the last bit of warmth. Go outside and just appreciate that it's pretty fantastic to be anything at all. And it's a wonderful thing. Okay. Maybe that's enough damage control for now. I'm going to play some more music, and then I'm going to come back and talk to you all again. And I hope you all enjoy, okay? I love you all, and I'll be back. Okay, great.
When I see your long hair come down, that's everything I try and send to you. Cause he's infatuated and he's the fulcrum between us two. And I can't say I blame him, cause I'd cheat a priest just to get to you. She works in a dental practice, 9 till 5. How does she manage, considering her nights don't pass out till 3? So I guess that flossing is the last thing in a health routine. And I don't mind that she gets hammered and goes home with other guys. There's no jealousy, cause she's little Miss Pipe Dream Fantasy.
It is me, DJ Penting. You are listening to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds, and I am back, talking to you at 1, 23, 36, 7, and 8 on a Tuesday morning / Monday night. One thing that I forgot to do was tell you the songs we played at the beginning of the show. So we started off the show with Spun by Group Love, followed by the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and cousin. Thank you to them for making that for me. Then I talked about nothing for a bit. And then we had Quesadilla by Walk the Moon, followed by Hurts Like Heaven by Coldplay, and then Little Miss Pipe Dream by The Wombats. I feel like my playlist last week was a bit depressing, so I'm trying to mix it up with kind of some happier, more positive valence songs. I don't know if I've done I think I've done an okay job. But I guess that's for the listeners to decide. Feel free to tweet hashtag probablybirds with your opinions that I won't read. Anyways, right now we're going to do a PSA because I'm told I have to do one. So let's see. Let's read Day Before Tornado. Today you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You went to work. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, there you go. That's one of my nightly obligations out of the way. If you know me, you know I like to be free of all obligations. I'm a free bird, you know? Yeah. And this is a bird you cannot cage. That's a song we're not going to be playing probably ever on this show. Not that I don't. I mean, I like it well enough, but, you know, it's a bit drawn out. Regardless, I promised a friend who I shall name, even though she didn't say I should. It's a first name. It's all right. Mandy. I have a friend named Mandy. And I was talking to Mandy about my show earlier today. And for some reason, I thought it'd be smart to say, yeah, you know, I've never mentioned you on the show. Like, oh, that's a nice thing to say. And honestly, if she listened to the show, she might consider it a nice thing to say. But she has never listened to the show. And so she was like, I can't believe you've never talked about me. And so I said, listen, Mandy, all right, tonight I'll talk about you. And here I am saying your name, Mandy. There's no way that she's listening, but at least now I can tell her without lying that, yes, in fact, I do talk about her sometimes on the show. Now, Mandy, I've got, like, a lot of time to kill, so I'll share some more thoughts. Mandy and I are co-presidents of the club Tufts Bikes. We deal with bikes. We fix bikes. That's kind of our big thing. We fix a lot of bikes. And we're co-presidents, so we have to communicate a lot and make sure that we're in sync and working as a team, you know, the things that good co-presidents should do. And so this often, Mandy's more responsible than me. I'll say it. She's a better co-president and in many ways a better person and a better friend. But so she'll kind of text me and ask me if I did this or that. And, you know, sometimes it's really for, like, you know, the administrative reasons, making sure everything's up and running. And that's kind of what I figure when she texts me. It's like, oh, it's because, you know, there's something that she wants to make sure I did or that I should do. And so, you know, I had my mechanic hours where I fixed bikes this past Sunday. And she texted me, I guess, late after the hours yesterday. Hey, how'd your bike shift go? And my gut response was, oh my God, I'm being micromanaged. Ugh, this is like, it added to my stress level. And so I didn't respond immediately. But after a while, I realized, wait a second, Mandy and I are friends. And this is not her, like, micromanaging me or anything, because she knows I went to the hours. This is, like, genuinely her trying to reach out and just check in and, like, say, you know, hey, what's going on? How you're doing? Like, this is her. This is Mandy actually wanting to talk with me, friend to friend, because we're good friends. And so then I felt like the bastard. And I was. I didn't just feel like it. I'm like, oh my God, why did I react this way to someone who is trying to talk to me and who is, all in all, a person who is, it was quite nice to talk to. So I can say all this knowing that Mandy does not listen into this show, and I can say it without fear of any judgment from her. Other people do listen and might tell her, but that's kind of okay too, probably, because it's not like a really bad story, but I feel very guilty for having that gut reaction of, ugh, why is she texting me and asking me this? Because, in fact, the reason was she just wanted to talk to me. I think. I could be wrong. But knowing Mandy, I am wrong, or I was wrong, and I'm now right. Funny how that works. Sometimes you're wrong, sometimes you're right. So there's my obligatory, that's another obligation I had, I guess, tonight, to talk about Mandy. And so I've done that. That's one more cage I've escaped from. That's not really how I should think of it, probably. And I don't think that's how you should think about it either, dear listeners. So ignore me. I guess is the message. What else is going on? Oh no, this is the part of the show when I run out of things to say. Well, let's talk more about green things. We mentioned green things earlier with the green flash of light in the sky. And I think that's kind of a very productive area of conversation wherein there are lots of green things on the planet that we could kind of talk about here. Now, maybe this could be a segment of the show called Jonah, nope, DJ Pending, that's my radio name, talks about green things. Broccoli is a solid green thing. And there are many things that go into like making broccoli just the kind of pinnacle of green things that it is. They're very good for you. I know this from like, I don't know, 10th grade health class. Broccoli is just like packed with nutrients. I mean, I think most people just know it from living on this earth and having people who tell them stuff about broccoli every now and then. But I can point at my 10th grade, not even my 10th grade health class. It was someone else telling me what they learned in their 10th grade health class. I can't tell you who it was, so I can't actually point at the knowledge source. Regardless, broccoli, packed with nutrients, and they kind of look like small trees. And so if you're eating broccoli, I find that you're able to pretend you're a giant eating these little, like, because if you're a giant and a broccoli is a normal sized tree is what you can pretend, and that might make you feel strong enough to continue on with your day. And you know, the mediocrity you've grown accustomed to. Me, however, I have a radio show, so I have a lot going for me. What else is green? Here's a bird fact. Some birds are green. Could I name you a green bird? No, I couldn't. In fact, I have no idea. Well, peacocks are part green. Maybe I can make a rhyme about that. Let's try it. Live on air to an audience. Peacocks are part green, but they've never been to the scene. Because the scene kids are mean. Okay, there's your bird rhyme. And with that bombshell, I don't know if it's a bombshell, with that sick rhyme, okay, I'm just going to play more music and then I'll come back and I'll talk. Okay, great. I love you all and I'll be back soon. Awesome.
your life down, baby, 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 right on time, 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 baby, 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 right on time.
We just heard I Always Knew by The Vaccines, followed by Diane Young by Vampire Weekend. Diane Young spelled like the name Diane and then Young, but they kind of have fun and play with it being like Diane Young, like dying young. And that's the most I have to say about that song. For those of you who listen to the station probably a little bit more than they should, they might listen between... 4 and 5 p.m. on Thursdays, and that show is called The Road Trip Hour. It is run by my friend Jack, who is, his radio name is Jeb, it's his initials, and that show is all about kind of songs you might play on a road trip, whatever that means. Anyways, I've been showing up to that. In fact, myself and my friend, mentor, and, I don't know, at times adversary, DJ Tolstoy and I will be subbing for him this coming Thursday. But that is beside the point. The point is, I've been heading to this show, hidden about the last half of it since I have class for the first half. And there's a pretty stark contrast between what he does and what I do. In that he, you know, he comes with a nice list of songs, and he has a sheet of paper. And on this sheet of paper... are kind of little facts, like fun facts about each song he plays. And so he'll play like two songs, and he'll read you something about it, and so you learn about the music you're listening to. He has a nice source of readily available content, and it's just a very different system than what we got going on here, which is about no system. There's no real system to this other than I prepare music, I play it, I talk. And... yeah, I just want, if you want to hear something different, listen to him, because he always lets me plug my show on his show, and then he's never awake to come to my show and plug his own show. So I feel like I should at least do a little, my little part in, you know, giving him some sort of publicity. No, publicity. Speaking of publicity, I have incredible news. We have currently 13 listeners, which... I believe is an all-time high for Probably Birds. Now, that being said, I wanted to test it, right? So we have, it's Shoutcast that I'm looking at right now, the numbers. We have about, I think, three different, like, listening, avenues? I don't know what to call them. Listening modes. We have, like, the actual FM frequency, 91.5. Something else that, I don't know what it is, but someone told me that there were three, modes of listening, so I assume it exists. And we have, like, streaming over the internet, which I guess we do via Shoutcast. I could be very wrong. But I can only see the numbers for Shoutcast, and I see 13, and that's what I go off of when I say how many people are listening to the show. So great. 13 listeners on Shoutcast. Awesome. All-time high. That being said, here we go. I just checked. What I did is I went on my phone. It went onto like the WMFO.org website. That's their website, if you didn't know. I clicked listen now. And so my phone was, you know, receiving the broadcast, and I checked, it was playing it. Checked the Shoutcast numbers, they did not change at all. It still said 13. So really, these numbers can mean anything as far as I'm concerned. Or at least, they don't seem to have updated, and I refreshed the page as well. They don't seem to have updated with my phone listening. And so I'm not sure if it's an accurate reflection of anything, but it's also the only source of information I have to go off of, and so I don't really have an option. I mean, what we can do right now live on air is I'll narrate this so there's no dead air. I'll go to WMFO.org on my laptop. We'll see if it's different. We'll let the page load. We'll click listen now. We'll let it start playing. Okay, great. And we're going to refresh Shoutcast. We're going to see if anything has changed. Nothing has changed. It is possible, of course, that I am listening through that secret third mode of listening that I don't actually know about, and maybe that's what this actually is. Once again, I have no idea. So maybe it's accurate, maybe it's not. In some ways, just a part of me is wondering why anyone will listen who doesn't know me. I know that a couple people know me and are listening, but if it's 13, I don't know 13 people, okay? I'll just lay it flat on the floor, which I don't think... Is that an expression? Feel free to tweet, hashtag probably birds. Is that an expression? Lay it flat on the floor? Flat out, I think is what people say. I'm going to flat out say it. I don't know 13 people. I know like 4 people tops, and that's on a good day. Sometimes people leave and you don't really know them anymore. That's okay too. People come and go. That's also kind of beside the point. The point is, I don't know who these people are. I don't know why they would listen. And so I'm kind of thinking that the metric, is it a metric? Is that, it doesn't matter. I'm going to use words and they can mean whatever you want them to mean. The metric I use to determine how many people are listening, it's not the right word for this, might be flawed. And that might kind of just throw off everything, but I also really don't care. So that's my musings on Shoutcast and, I suppose, related services. If you have anything to contribute, feel free to tweet. Whenever... Oh, I slipped out of my radio voice for a second. That was frightening. I was scared. Whenever I don't have things to talk about, I just tell people to tweet, I think is what I do. And then no one tweets because I don't think anyone's actually listening, and that's okay too. But no one tweets, and then I still have nothing to talk about, but I don't check Twitter anyways. And so even if people did tweet, I still would not have anything to talk about. And so I've just kind of set up this situation for myself. But, you know, not all shows can be winners, and I think that's a good lesson to kind of take with us in general throughout life. It's kind of I played depressing music last show, and it was a pretty positive, I feel, actual discussions. Now I'm playing kind of more positive music, more or less. And, you know, it always gets kind of, the conversation has gotten kind of musing and a little bit kind of, I don't know, existential. That's not how you say that word, but it's okay. Anyways, not all shows can be winners. And perhaps it's a bit of a stretch to say any of these shows are winners, but I'm not one. I don't judge my own work. I let other people do it for me. Because, oh boy, can they judge. But I think, if anything, the bad shows make the good ones all the better. And that doesn't make any sense. That's not true. Okay, hold up. Back up. If anyone ever tells you... hold up. Okay. If anyone ever tells you that the bad moments make the good moments better... Maybe it's true, all right? It can add to some appreciation, but wouldn't you... I kind of disagree with myself when I say this, but why can't you just have all good moments, you know? Why can't you just have a wonderful, happy life? Like, I don't think feeling sad is necessary to feel happy, if that makes sense. That being said, feeling sad might make you appreciate being happy better. This is probably the argument people make anyways. I'm just telling you what you already know. This is the show where I talk about things you already know. And, okay, that was a weird talking segment, and luckily I have more music to play, and I can kind of gather myself and hopefully close out the show with, I don't know, something. I'm going to play music. I hope you enjoy it, and you're all beautiful, and I love you, genuinely. Okay, cool. I'll be back.
she doesn't hate me, so there's my little alibi. I can't leave, I can't. She's my coked up Botox girl. Patricia, oh Patricia, the stripper. You were my sunshine. So why can't you come home with me tonight?
Alright everybody, we just heard The Time Before the Last Time by Los Campesinos, followed by Patricia the Stripper by The Wombats. Something I wonder, so I'm in Safe Harbor right now, which means that I'm allowed to play songs with swear words in them. However, I myself am not allowed to swear, and I'm not sure if that's the FCC saying that or just station policy, but regardless, I'm not allowed to swear. Now, I wonder what you do as a DJ if you... So we also have to announce the songs we play. That, I think, is station policy. Maybe it's also the FCC, I don't know. Regardless, I wonder what you do when the song title has a swear word in it. It is possible that I've been in this situation before, but if I have been, I don't remember it. Anyways, something to think about. Well, I regale you with my story. No, that's not a good story. Okay. I made too much ganache, guys. For those who don't know, I really like chocolate. Like, way too much. But also, I really like chocolate. And so what I do is, instead of buying lots of chocolate and spending lots of money on that, I buy some sort of, like, chocolate... like baking chocolate of some sort, like either like bittersweet chocolate chips or chocolate chunks or the ones that are kind of like a sliver of a sphere. I don't know if that makes any sense, but some sort of chocolate. And I buy some cream and I mix them together and it makes ganache, because that's how ganache works. It's chocolate, it's hot cream, you let the chocolate melt and you whisk it together and it comes together in this nice kind of silky chocolatey sauce of varying thickness depending on how much chocolate and how much cream you add. And so I do this and I put it in the freezer. I might have talked about this on the show before. The problem with having a radio show from especially late at night is that you talk about things and you don't remember what you talk about, and then you worry about repeating things. But regardless, I make this ganache. I have talked about it in fact. So y'all know, if you listen to my show frequently, which I'm sure you all do, I make ganache, I freeze it, I eat it as if it were kind of like ice cream, except it's just like really rich chocolate stuff, which kind of satisfies my cravings for chocolate. And I don't know what happened, but somehow I got the ratio all wrong. I guess it was yesterday even I made it. Yesterday meaning Sunday night. So I got the recipe wrong, or the ratio wrong, wherein I made double the amount I anticipated, because I thought it was like one cup of chocolate to like one cup of cream. And so I got this bag of like 2 cups of chocolate chunks, dumped like, 2 cups of a pint, I should say, of heated cream, and whisked it together. And it's like still like way too, thin. And so I added like a whole other bag of chocolate, and even that was thinner than the last one. But it's also like, last one was too thick anyway, so it's the perfect consistency, but I had way too much of it. And so I put it in an even bigger bowl And now like a quarter of the freezer is taken up by this big bowl of ganache that I will like kind of slowly eat over the next like month or two. And which is fine. It's an okay situation to be in because I really like the ganache and I don't think anyone really cares. Real quick, I'm going to say you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And then I'm going to say, well, A, we have a song request. So we're going to play maybe after around 2 o'clock, I'll play that and y'all can hear what's requested. It's another request by David, a longtime friend of the show. You'll see what he requests if you stick around. But until then, speaking of care, and now the me saying care isn't so relevant because I said things in between, but speaking of care, let's talk about self-care because that's something we do on this show because for some reason I see it as important, I guess. It's kind of like a weird context to talk about self-care, I suppose, given the other content of the show, but it's important in all contexts, so here we are. Something I said I'd do is I'd look up kind of self-care techniques and behaviors and I talk about them on the show. So far, I've failed to do that pretty consistently, but luckily, I've got a wealth of knowledge as a clinical psychology major. I don't really, but I can make stuff up. Okay, but this isn't made up. This is real. And I only have like a minute to talk about it, so it's going to be a quick one. If you're feeling like you're losing control and you're kind of like you're not feeling very grounded, if you want to, this is a grounding technique. It can very much help to just think about things in your immediate areas. Think about your senses. And so think about like, you know, one thing you can taste and like two things you can smell and three things you can hear and four things you can see. And just kind of go through this whole process, kind of really just kind of focusing on your immediate environment and looking out for more and more things. And if all goes according to plan, that will help you kind of stay grounded, stay in the moment, and hopefully, be able to calm down a bit. And I just want to say to everyone, make sure you're taking care of yourself. You are very loved and you're very beautiful. Not just by me, I promise. Although also by me, I promise. To all you 13 listeners. And take care. Good night.